So here's something we're starting to do every week. We give you an assignment on Monday using your iPhone app, and then you record either audio or video, or you can take a picture using your app, and then we talk about what you sent in on Friday. So this week's assignment, Takeaway Digital Editor is here to explain it. It was all about the different ways we use language.
That's right. We've been asking you all this week to record the words you say that you think are different from the way everyone else says them. So we all know that accents differ from place to place and even change over time. And even at Yale University, they've just started a project where they're trying to track dialects across all of North America. But you've been telling us the words you've had trouble saying.
I live in Philadelphia area and I say water. I drink water. I water my plants with water. And I lived in Columbus, Ohio for a couple of years and I was always made fun of for that. They would always say, Jim, do you want some water? But I was able to make fun of them for saying pop instead of soda.
That's Jim from Philadelphia. And sometimes it's the person on the other end who has the problem, like Simone from Miami, who sent this on the iPhone app.
Yesterday, one of my coworkers was calling a Cuban restaurant to order lunch. And over again, she kept saying, chef salad. And the waitress was like, all we have is Caesar salad. And then finally, after a couple attempts, she tried ensalada de chef. And the waitress knew exactly what she was talking about.
And some of you told us the words even we couldn't understand after a few listens. Here's one.
My name is Daniel from Miami. I've been told recently that my pronunciation of the word ruin is completely wrong, R-U-I-N, and that I pretty much have ruined the word.
But is there a right or wrong way? I actually asked someone who knows a thing or two about this. I called up a Yale linguistics professor, Claire Bowern, who is spearheading that project to track the dialects and accents across all of North America. And here's what she said.
In general, I'd say no. I guess there are a couple of words that have lots of different pronunciations, but there are other words that have regional differences, and there are words that have idiolectal differences, it's called in linguistics, and they're just all variations within the speech community.
And you can actually go to the takeaway.org to find out how you can contribute to that project. But isn't it kind of funny that expert on this...
Clearly,
She has an Australian
she
accent.
She has her own accent.
And you might have noticed I have a bit of an accent too. And I
really?
Got to say...
I haven't noticed.
I've been here 10 years, but my Irish accent has gotten in the way sometimes, like when I try to order movie tickets over the phone.
Main menu. Say a movie name.
127 hours.
Again, please?
127 hours.
Say a movie name or say new releases or
127 hours.
127 hours.
Yay.
Here's a list of theaters. AMC Lowe's, Lincoln Square 13.
AMC Lowe's.
What was that?
AMC Lowe's.
Sorry, I'm having some trouble understanding.
Well, it didn't really seem to work. That's Jim Colgan, Takeaway Digital Editor. Check it out at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.